This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel. Tell me of the God-man who bore all the blame. Hey, preacher man, give me the gospel.
One of the things our listeners say that they miss a little bit are what used to be our more regular sermon reviews. Well, we hear you, and we decided to kind of reintroduce the Issues Etc. sermon review with a bang, so to speak. I was actually able to sit literally at the foot of the pulpit when the sermon that we're going to be reviewing for the remainder of this hour was preached by a man that I consider to be the leader of Reformation theology in the world. And I say that because this man, Bishop Walter Obari of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya, who has shown tremendous bravery and boldness to remain faithful to his confession in the face of a lot of pressure, financial and otherwise, to compromise. And it was a great privilege to be able to hear him preach a sermon at the installation service for Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What better sermon to review? So, before we begin, we got to go over our diagnostic. Our diagnostic is designed to at least answer one question. Was the sermon that was preached, that you hear, not just this one, but every sermon you hear, was it centered upon Jesus and his saving work for you as a sinner? It doesn't answer every question about good preaching, but it does answer that one most important question. Jesus is a big advocate of preaching him. He wants him and his work to be preached. He says, repentance and the forgiveness of sins shall be preached in my name to the ends of the earth. St. Paul takes him up on his command there, and he even gets to the point with the 1 Corinthian letter saying, I was determined to know nothing among you, O Corinthians, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And of course, we don't have to look very far in Scripture elsewhere to find that the center of all Scripture is in fact nothing other than Jesus and his saving work. Jesus says to his opponents in John chapter 5, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. Well, you're right, but they are those that testify about me. And the writer of the Hebrews tells us that we ought to be looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. And then he makes it clear, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And the passages could multiply that recommend and require that Christians preach Christ and him crucified. So here's the diagnostic. Very simple. How often is Jesus mentioned? That's number one. Just keep a simple running tally. How often is Jesus explicitly mentioned by the name Jesus or God's Son, or the incarnate Word, all those things? But it's got to be Jesus, not just the generic God or the big man upstairs. How often is Jesus mentioned? Keep a tally, just like you would if you were in prison, marking the days on the wall of your prison cell. How often is Jesus mentioned? If Jesus is mentioned, then go on to part two. And that is Jesus the subject of the verbs? That's a grammatical question, but it's an important grammatical question. If I'm going to talk about myself, I'm going to be the subject of the verbs, right? If I'm going to talk about my producer, Jeff, Jeff is going to be the subject of the verbs. I'm going to say what Jeff is, who he is, what he's done. If I'm going to talk about Jesus, if I'm a preacher in the pulpit preaching Christ, Jesus is going to be the subject of the verbs, isn't he? The example I always use is this. I could tell you, oh, I love my wife. I think my wife is great. I've been married to my wife for 22 years. I'm the subject of the verbs. Have I told you anything about my wife? About her? No, I've only told you about myself. So Jesus needs to be the subject of the verbs. Now, if Jesus is mentioned and he is the subject of the verbs, one crucial question remains unanswered. What are those verbs? Is this the Jesus presented in Scripture who lives, suffers, bleeds, dies, is buried, rises again for you, a sinner? Or is this the Jesus of pop American Christianity who kind of coaches you through life, inspires you, motivates you, roots for you, empowers you, enables you to do what you need to do? The two are very different. So how often is Jesus mentioned? Is Jesus the subject of the verbs? And in the end, what are those verbs? So let's review this sermon preached by Bishop Walter Obari. His native language is not English, so you will need to listen especially carefully. Bishop Walter Obari of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya at the installation service of Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Dear saints in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters, I salute you all in Him who is, who was, and who is to come, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to Thee, O Lord. Amen. It is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am the worst. I was shown mercy. He considered me faithful and appointed me to His service. These words from Paul to us befits the accepting message from our dear brother Matt Harrison when he did say that it is a tradition in this church to be calling to this high office the most of the sinners, of which he accepted he is one of them. If there has been a place where this church has stood strong on the face of the world, it's because of calling such sinners to come to the service of the Lord. In the book of Ezekiel that has just been read, the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for the lost and bring back the strays. As we go out in mission, near and far, it is not you, it is not me, it is not us, but the Lord going out to bring back the lost. In your person, the Lord is walking as we do it in Africa, or flying as you do it here in America, or driving as you do it here. The Lord drives out to go and seek the lost.
All right, now see, I'm just doing my little diagnostic here, and I've already counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times that Jesus has been mentioned. And this last phrase is a good example. Who's doing the verbs? It is Jesus who is seeking the lost. Great example of how the diagnostic can work for you when you're listening to a sermon. Back to this sermon by Bishop Walter Obari of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya.
And today he says to me as his servant, go after the lost sheep and find them. This is not only to all Christians in the common priesthood, but also to all the folks in the clergy roster seated around me here and now and elsewhere in the church today. But now it is a special way to you, my son, Matt Harrison. As you take upon yourself the call to be the servant of servants in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and also in the Church Universal. The most well-known tribe in Eastern Africa is known as the Maasai. They are pastoralists, and they have an old story about their origin, and how in the beginning God gave all cows in the world to them. Even today's cows are their bank accounts, and especially old men are very keen on their cattle.
We will let the bishop continue his illustration, and you need to stay tuned. It's a marvelous illustration about the East African tribe of the Maasai. We're reviewing a sermon preached Saturday by the Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, Bishop Walter Obari, at the installation ceremony of Pastor Matt Harrison as President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, doing one of our Issues Etc. sermon reviews.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today.
Preaching Christ and Him crucified. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Lawmaker questions U.S. involvement in Kenyan abortion issue.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Representative Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey, is accusing the White House of unconscionable and illegal acts for its role in Kenya's referendum on a new constitution which would legalize abortion in the country for the first time. Per federal law, no U.S. government entity can use funds to lobby for or against abortion. But despite this, abortion advocacy groups in Kenya have received over $3 million U.S. dollars. According to Smith, the Obama administration has also insinuated to Kenyans that more money will flow if the Constitution passes. Listen next time for more.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're doing a sermon review for the remainder of this hour of the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at issuesetc. The sermon that we're reviewing is from Bishop Walter Obari. He preached it Saturday at the Chapel of St. Timothy and Titus on the campus of Concordia Seminary for the installation service of Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. By the way, you can find the text of this sermon at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Back to the sermon. He was talking about how the Maasai, this Eastern African tribe, believed that God gave all the cows in the world to them.
When in the U.S. happened 9/11, which many of you are aware of, attacks that saw the Twin Towers come down and even the Pentagon aimed at, one young Kenyan Maasai man donated 20 cows to show solidarity with the Americans when America was truly afflicted. I personally met this young man, and he said to me he could not think of any other way to join the Americans who are suffering than to share what he has, which is most valuable to him, and that was the cattle, the cows. In fact, this was the highest action of sympathy from the Maasai point of view, and also from the African point of view. Also, when preaching to Maasai, the language they best understand is to speak about their cows, sheep or goats. Today's text fits them very well. Speaking of cattle and saying that one of them is lost, you can see on men's faces how they become alert and filled with awe on their faces. A big question comes to their minds, Has someone stolen my dear one, or has it gone astray? Now we must go after the lost and find it. Nothing more can be so urgent than to go out for the lost. Nothing more can be so urgent than going out for the lost. And when the lost one is found, or some cattle are brought by force from some other tribes, a feast is organized. And this is certainly true. In the book of Ezekiel, and also in our gospel text, the Lord accuses the shepherds of Israel that they did not care for the sheep. They don't care, but still themselves, they eat of the best of the sheep. Therefore, the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for the lost and bring them back. Brothers and sisters, all people, and I mean all people in the world, call them Europeans, call them Arabs, call them Asians, Americans, Oceanics, or Africans, are created by the living God. You believe it or you don't, it is true. And all fell into sin by the fall of the first Adam. And all are redeemed by the death of his only son, Jesus Christ. Like all cows all over the world belong to the Messiah, as they believe, the same is all people on earth and under the earth and in heaven belong to God. He has created them and has paid the most precious price for them, the blood of his only son.
All right. First of all, that's a good sermon illustration. This is an aside, if you don't mind. Nothing is of a greater pet peeve to me when it comes to Christian preaching than the tired, hackneyed, overused, and often misapplied sermon illustration. This one does what it's intended to do. The Messiah believed that God gave them all the cattle of the world. All cows belong to them. That means when they lose one, they consider it their personal business to go out and find that lost cow. And he says, just in the same way, all people belong to God, and God considers it his own personal business and is willing to pay the highest price to have them back to himself, the blood of Jesus Christ, his only son. Now, if you've been keeping track, Jesus is getting not just honorable mention in this sermon, he is being set at the center, as he should be, the center of this sermon. And I'm not talking about, this is an occasional sermon. This is a kind of sermon preached for a special occasion, the installation of a president of a large Lutheran denomination. This was a special audience, all sorts of people from all over the country and many, many clergy. I was among them, and all the dignitaries of the local St. Louis area and the elected officers of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. A special occasion. But we do not give Jesus the day off on special occasions. The cross, the saving work of Christ, Christ in him crucified, as St. Paul puts it, ought to and must remain the center of our preaching regardless of the occasion.
After the fall, all people as descendants of Adam and Eve are lost, are under the curse of God. There is only one way to be saved. It is on account of the death of the only innocent one, Jesus the Christ. He came to seek the sinners and to save them. He did this by his suffering and death on the cross. After completing his redemption work, Jesus instituted the holy baptism as the sacrament of rebirth. There is no other way to be saved and no other way to enter heaven than the sacrament which Christ instituted after his death and resurrection. In the holy baptism, all the heavenly treasures are given to us, as was said very well by our dear Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, and I quote him, "It works forgiveness of sins. It rescues from death and evil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declares. And this is certainly true. We are clothed, covered into the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name and by his blood, we have forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness of sin, there is also life and salvation, and this is absolute truth. But as we still live this earthly span of life, living in this sinful and dark world, it so happens to many baptized children of God that they are, as Ezekiel did write, scattered in all kinds of places on the day of clouds and darkness. But God has not forgotten them. In fact, he says, as Isaiah did write, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, he rises to show compassion." Isaiah 30, verse 18. We need to repent and hear his voice, the voice of the good shepherd, the voice of God. Beside the holy baptism, Christ has also instituted the holy office of the preaching of God's word and administration of the sacrament of the altar. You cannot hear the voice of the good shepherd from just the air. Christ is using his own instituted means of grace. Stop and hear his voice today and now. Hear what Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians, and now it is to you and me. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals offenders, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God.
Now, interesting, he has preached the full sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And God's desire, his expressed desire in his word, to seek and save the lost, not only the lost who do not know him, but also those Christians who have, in the words of Ezekiel, been scattered across the face of the earth. He'll take up that subject here in just a moment. But he is also in the middle of describing to us, in the clearest terms of God's word, how it is Christ himself delivers these things, his saving work, forgiveness, life, and salvation, to us sinners here and now, to those who do not know him, and to sinners like me who do know him and still need the forgiveness of my sins. Specific means by which Christ is doing this in the world today. He's already mentioned Christ's institution of baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and also he's talking about the preaching of God's word. He's quite right when he says, you will not hear the voice of the Good Shepherd simply from the air. Christ uses his instituted means of grace, the preaching of his cross, of law and gospel, to sinners, to save sinners. And he will go on to talk about the Lord's Supper as well, that other means instituted by Christ. We're reviewing a sermon preached Saturday by Bishop Walter Obari of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya at the installation ceremony of Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our call-in number, 1871, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen."
Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Heritage Lutheran, Valparaiso, Indiana, Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota, Our Savior's Lutheran, Windham, Minnesota, St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California, St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa, St. John Lutheran, Yuma, Colorado, Christ Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri, and Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300. Here's something from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September called God Grant It, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. He writes this: in the light of the cross on which God permitted His Son to bleed and die for our sins, no one can doubt that God will accept Him when He returns to Him. What is left that can still fill a person with fear? His sins? They've been paid for by the immeasurable price, the blood of the Son of God. His wrath? It has been appeased through the death of Christ. God's threats in the law, they have been annulled through the cross on Golgotha and replaced with the clear promise of grace and salvation. As certain as it is that the earth sun stopped shining at Christ's death, it is just as certain that the true Son, the Son of grace and righteousness, has risen. Just a few words from C.F.W. Walther from our Issues Etc., Book of the Month, God Grant It. You can find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order this book, God Grant It, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. We're doing a sermon review here on Issues Etc., 10 more minutes, plenty of time for your reaction and your phone calls, 1-877-623-MY-IE, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at Issues ETC. The sermon, preached Saturday by Bishop Walter Obaria of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya, for the installation service of Pastor Matt Harrison as president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Now he turns to what it means to be scattered in all kinds of places.
And that is what it is to you here and now. To be scattered in all kinds of places on the day of cloud and darkness could mean that you have moved to live and work in another place and have not found the same kind of Lutheran congregation, and have joined another church body or congregation, sect or cult, where you cannot hear the same voice of God anymore. This can lead to getting lost or to stray. Secondly, is to be drowning in the postmodern thoughts that create doubts in your mind to an extent of beginning to question the authority of God's own word. Questioning whether it is true that God is behind of all creations we are able to see or are not able to see. Questioning whether the biblical narratives on miracles, incarnation, resurrection, ascension, up to the existence of God itself is true. Reasonings that only ends you in being your own God. Another case is where you have followed your earthly lusts, the secularized world. You might have heard it from your peer group that you need to obey your own feelings than obeying the good counsel of elders, of parents, etc., even extending it to disobeying the church. You can enjoy alcohol even to the point of being drunkard. You can cheat your superiors. You can cheat your parents. You can cheat your pastor, even your spouse. As though this is not enough, you can follow homosexual or lesbian predispositions. Some church leaders, as you may well know, may even tell that same sex is a created predisposition. You don't need to fight against it. If it was created, then it was created by God, and then God would have not talked against it. Brothers and sisters, sin is sin. God did institute from the beginning the lifelong marriage between one man and one woman. You can fight the good fight against homosexuality just as you can fight against other earthly lusts. For example, cheating and other vices that came to us by the fall. Full joy, not just in our world, but also in heaven, as we have read in the gospel, for they who repent and in Christ find their way back home. This home is heaven. We find it through the church.
Now, he is preaching here against the whole manner of things that lead us all astray. He does cite a specific example. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of our sermon review that, in my estimation, I think it's a fair estimation, Bishop Obari speaks as, in many ways, the most profound voice of Reformation theology on the planet today. I have good reasons for believing this. Not only the fact that there are more Reformation Christians in Africa than anywhere else in the world, but he speaks to a church, to fellow Lutherans, at least by name, who have in many ways abandoned the clear teachings of God's Word. So he is preaching against things that are real, not just against things that are imaginary. And he speaks as someone who is calling the church, his church, to repentance with regard to this thing, these things. So it's altogether appropriate that he mentioned these things in this sermon. In fact, would that we had more clear teaching, as he has said here, of the law, saying sin is sin. And he says, including himself, we need to repent of these things, preaching of repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. Sounds a lot like what Jesus was talking about.
For it is only in the church there is that good news, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, to save you, to save me. And he did it and completed that. The confessional church and a confessional church leader must keep the clear biblical stand in the teaching and preaching of the word. He must also be an example for the sheep over which is made an overseer. This is your call, Matthew, to be an example, to be steadfast in the teaching and preaching of the gospel. And all of you newly elected into your new positions in this church, bring the doubting, those who are not sure whether to follow the Bible or to follow the postmodern views of our day. Help the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to remain a confessional church within the Church Catholic. The Catholicity of the Church is known by some of these marks. The Holy Ministry, headed by the faithful ministers of the Word and Sacrament. The Holy Liturgy has come down to us through the ages. The so-called contemporary that I only compare with the spontaneous fashions in ladies' dresses that appear in the market almost every 6 or even 4 months in Kenyan market deviates from what it should be. The pure preaching of the word, law, and the gospel must be maintained if we have to remain a church. Brother Matthew, and all of you who will be commissioned here today, be ready to go out in search for the lost sheep and bring back those who strays. The mission must continue here in America and beyond the seas. This is God's will for you and for your church body. Fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected this and so have shipwrecked their faith. May God abundantly bless you and your church body as you faithfully serve your people and also go out into the entire world in mission. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts steadfast in Christ Jesus. Amen.
As Bishop Walter Obario of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kenya preaching Saturday at the installation service for Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We got some great news last week, and I think it's just the beginning of more good news thanks to our listeners and to Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, who received about $850 through the Thrivent Choice program. You can find out more about this program by going to our website and become part of those supporting us through Thrivent Choice. Our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate. We have a special page just for that, and look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. When you click there, you'll find out how you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc., as many of our listeners already have through Thrivent Choice. Remember to search for Lutheran Public Radio. Lutheran Public Radio produces Issues, etc. Our website, issuesetc.org. Click Donate, and look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. We thank you in advance for your faithful support of Issues, etc. Tomorrow on the program, we'll ask St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist Colleen Carroll Campbell, whatever happened to shame? Also tomorrow, we'll play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. It should not surprise us that even on a momentous occasion of installing the president of the church body, the message of the cross is preached. It'd be very tempting to talk about all sorts of other issues, all sorts of other things, to focus on the man or on the church body. But not so in this sermon. What is the focus of this sermon, as it should be the focus of every sermon, every Sunday for every sinner? Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for us sinners. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.